This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up in this hour, and we believe now 12:45, Kevin Stefanski will be speaking with the media. And Kevin has some things to talk about.
Wait, how long was he delayed last week? Like an hour?
It was an hour last week.
And yeah. So he's scheduled for 12:45 today, or is
it? Well, he was scheduled for 12:30.
Well, okay. No. It never came out officially for 12:30. Okay. It's just he's typically 12:30, okay. And we are all creatures of habit.
Sometime this hour here, Kevin's going to speak. The one thing, Andy, is this, and Kevin has historically used, it's on me.
Oh, yeah.
We have to play better. We have to coach better.
Coach them up, baby.
We will fix it.
It's in the room.
Well, we've reached the point now where you're 7 games in, and we've been hearing we have to coach better, we have to fix it for some time now. We've been hearing that for a while.
Mm-hmm.
If you're 7 games in and you're not coaching better and you haven't fixed anything, you're putting yourself on the spot.
Well, I think he's definitely circled. You know, if the franchise is going to go in a different direction, Kevin's kind of put himself on the spot here by saying that.
Absolutely.
Week in and week out. I understand why he does it. He's trying to protect his players. He's trying to protect the coaches around him. You know, he has a game plan for what he wants to do for his team, and I totally understand that. I also think this will be an opportunity for whoever is the quarterback for him to show why he is as good as he is. I there might be a part of Kevin's like, I just need to get out of here at some point too. I mean,
well, there are only 32 of those jobs and they pay pretty well.
Yeah, I know, but it's just not work. It's very, very hard to think that this team was 3 yards away from an AFC championship and to see where they are right now. 3 yards.
Well, honestly, you're at the point now
AFC
where
championship game. I shouldn't think that they were going to win.
If you're talking again today, we have to fix it. We have to be better. And you're not. Well, then you're to me, you're just waving to your ownership and saying, hi, we can't make this better, which to me screams that you need to make a coaching change. I don't believe that. I like Kevin as a coach. I've made that real clear. I think he's a damn good coach. This year has not been good.
No, it
this
has
been.
They've
this has
win.
Been atrocious.
No, but the hard part, though, Jeff.
Why are the reasons? Is it the offensive line? Is it the quarterback play? Is it the lack of skill position talent? Is it the coaching? I'm not sure what it is. I do know it's not working, but I do think Kevin's a good coach, and I've said that. And he's not the guy I wanted to get hired here. If you remember, when he got hired here, I wanted Mike McCarthy.
Yeah,
and they brought in Kevin. He won me over. I think he's a smart coach. I think he's a good coach. But I do think if he keeps saying, you know, it's up to me, it's up to us, we have to coach better, we have to fix it, and you don't fix it, well, then you're putting yourself right there. And your ownership's going to think, well, why didn't you make it better? And they'd be justified in making a change.
It's also the NFL where coaches lose their job. I mean,
for
Sala
no
was what they had
reason.
Two wins. They were what, 2-3 or 2-4 when he got fired? 2-3 and 3? 2-3.
2-3
when he got fired. So
yep. Roman is in Shaker, is that right?
Yep. Roman. Isn't he normally in Canton?
Yeah.
Hi, Roman.
Hey, Roman.
Hello.
Hey, oh, different Roman. Hey, Roman in Shaker, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? This is Brandon, by the way.
Oh, Brandon.
Brandon, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't saying nothing. But, yeah, though, I just feel like we failed, the coaching failed Deshaun Watson. And I say that because he was going through so much. I get that he was a great coach and he led us to the playoffs and all that, the coaches of the year. But those are with quarterbacks that didn't have a lot of baggage going on. So it was easy to coach those quarterbacks. With Deshaun, he needed a little bit more. And we failed him.
And just in what way, Roman? How did the coaching staff fail him because he needed more?
Here's the part.
I don't buy that.
And I also think Deshaun was the most talented of all those quarterbacks, as we've seen in the past.
He was the most talented. But like I said, he had a lot of baggage going on coming in, meaning that he was going through things off the field, his father. Then those Boo Birds didn't start yesterday. It was whispers and all that. He was hearing all that before then. So as a coaching staff, as a unit, you had to bring him in and actually build his confidence back up. Prime example, Ben Simmons. He wasn't playing good. His confidence was low. So I felt like he needed that extra attention or extra whatever to build him up, to let him know who he is. That Deshaun Watson that we've seen in Houston. And we didn't do that. We just thought throwing money at this kid was going to solve a problem. But more money, more problems.
So I feel like we
failed him.
All right, Brandon, I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't know how the coaching staff is supposed to do more than coach him up and put out a good game plan. It hasn't worked, obviously. Todd's in Ward 1. Todd.
Andy, Dan.
Hey.
I'm using my Browns Therapy Monday for therapy, but for other people, I hope they absorb this. I have a question for you, Jeff. When Jameis Winston threw for that 5,000 yards, are you accepting that his blocking was significantly better than what he has here?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Do you have enough in your memory to say that that is a factual account? The blocking is better. Not just assume, it was better. And that being true, he's not going to have that type of season here.
Well, then let's get rid of him, Todd. Let's make sure everybody has absolutely the best car on the highway because you deserve it. I don't buy that crap. You're paying these guys to make plays.
Well,
go make plays.
True.
Your line stinks this year. Okay, make plays. Coach it up differently. Figure it out. These guys are all pros. I mean, if you're going to pay the quarterback, in Deshaun's case, $46 million a year, sorry, we expect a little bit more than the guy that we're paying $8 million. And you might not have the offensive line. Why? Because we're paying your, you know what.
That's not...
I mean, come on, man. Can't we point to these guys and say, make some freaking plays?
Sure.
Do
sure
it.
Sure you can, but then there's a level of capability based on the capabilities that are surrounding you. You ask the question.
I get it. I say that crap all the time, Todd.
It ain't crap.
At some point, somebody's got to make some plays.
It ain't crap, Jeff.
It's not, because I'm saying it too, Todd. Except for, guess what? You're paying these guys. They're pros. Go make some plays. I'm tired of the excuses.
No.
Stefanski stinks, right? The line stinks. The quarterback is great. He had great blocking in Tampa. So great he threw 30 interceptions. Great.
That would be 12:08 on October 21st, 2024. Grumpy Phelps has been unleashed.
Guys, come on, man. Come on. Hey, have I been the biggest defender of Jameis Winston since he's been here?
100%.
I love him.
Yes.
Okay, great. Did he have better blocking? I didn't study Tampa Bay's blocking. I'm assuming since
you need to go study that blocking.
I'm assuming since he lasted the whole season, he didn't get knocked out.
Jeff?
He passed for over 5,000 yards. He was pretty good. If we put him in here, then make some plays.
Like
they gave him the chance in New Orleans. He made some plays, and then he got hurt, and then he never got his gig back. And then he didn't make enough plays to get out there. I'm sorry. We're paying Jerome Ford a lot of money when Jerome's out there. Go make some runs. You've done it your whole life.
Jeff, the quarterback in Tampa now is 134 of 189 for almost 1,500 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions.
Well, it's just...
how would that kind of a quarterback
look? Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's...
We got a really highly paid Baker. Offensive line. It's beat up. Go block some guys. Okay? Amari Cooper is a terrific wide receiver. It wasn't working here. They traded him. I wish they hadn't traded him. I like him. He's the best guy we had. But guess what? Cedric Tillman went out and caught 8 balls for 80-some yards. Pretty good. There's only so much stuff. And I'm so tired of hearing people call in, and everybody has a different excuse for everybody else, and everybody's mad about something else. I'm sitting here. We talk football, Andy.
I know.
And we try to talk realistically about this stuff. Mm-hmm. And the bottom line is, hey, if you're not getting it done, they'll find somebody else who will.
That seems to be the NFL.
And if the fans are going to get all mad and they're going to tear it down or they're going to trade people away, well, tough. If you don't want to follow the team in that case, don't. There are 31 other teams you can root for. They're trying their
best. There's college football and high school football.
It's not working right now.
The high school kids love it on Friday.
Most of them have scored over 20 points, too.
That's true. By the way, Amari Cooper, 4 catches yesterday, 5 targets, 66 yards, and he had a touchdown. As long as it was 27. In case you were following along for the Buffalo Bills. By the way, I did get a text. The Bills Mafia is the best fan base, in case you're wondering.
I'm sure it's one of the best.
34-10.
You know, there are certain qualifications that... You know, if you pass the test,
you get number of jerseys worn into the state. By the way, I mean, do we even want to envision what the stadium's going to look like over the next couple of weeks?
Zach's in Cleveland, Zach, and no, we don't.
Hi, Zach.
Hello, Zach.
Fire me the F up, Jeff. That's what I'm talking about, baby. Make somebody make a damn play. Somebody,
please, Zach. Somebody, right? You've scored no more than 18 points in a game.
This is the same crap my dad used to take me to in the early 2000s. He's like, I promise it's going to get better. He no longer has his tickets either. I'm tired of watching this crap. This is terrible football. But I want to start with saying, like, it's being pushed that the fan base is terrible, classless. And the whole fan base is not. A couple people, I don't want to even say a couple, because I wasn't there. You could barely hear it on TV, so it couldn't have been loud enough, but loud enough for people to make notice in the stands about it.
Or the players, too.
You want to,
Read Daryl Ryder's tweet when you get a chance.
I was digging into some stuff here while I was eating my lunch, and then you guys picked up my call, so I'll definitely look into it. It just really sucks that, I mean, obviously, you know, our players are going to defend a player on their team.
Sure.
10 out of 10. Even if, you know, with the mics off behind closed doors, they're saying other things to each other. They're always going to do that, right? Because you don't want to give the appearance that a locker room's broken or anything like that. I understand that. But, you know, the national narrative is just that the Browns fan base is terrible. Put any other fan base in the position that we all have been put in for the last 3 years, and I guarantee you that there's people in those stands that are booing when he's coming out and are cheering when he got injured. It doesn't matter where you go. You don't think that would have happened in Philly? If he was in Philly, the same thing that they've been dealing with for 3 years, tell me that Philly fans would be burning that stadium down? Come on. I'm tired of it. Now you got LeBron coming out, Cleveland fans. You guys got to be better than that. It was just like when they burned his jersey. There was one, maybe two guys that did it, and everybody in Cleveland that had a LeBron jersey.
Oh, everybody yep, that's right. We were the hottest city in America that day from all those fires. That's right.
Jersey I had from when I was a teenage boy. And it's terrible. It's the same weak narrative that they always push of the shot, the drive, the fumble. It's tiring, dude. I'm fed up with that, and then they can't even make a play.
Zach, thank you very much for the phone call. We appreciate it. Browns fans were put in a position, this is your quarterback. He has this baggage. If you want to root for the team, you're rooting for a guy with baggage. So that's been part of this. Did that bust out yesterday with some fans? Maybe. I don't know. I didn't appreciate the reaction of some of the fans. You don't boo somebody when he's injured. But the fans were also put in a position where this is your starting quarterback and here's the baggage that he brings. Deal with it. That maybe that's how some fans dealt with it. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
I'm a little, I know we're talking about the Browns. I'm a little confused right now because I got an invitation. You want to hear about this really quick or no?
Oh, I do.
So I'm checking in email, and I got invited to an Andy convention in Cincinnati. I don't know when
all
it's going to be.
All guys named Andy?
It's sometime next year. Yeah, it's about a dedicated Andrew who wants to make sure that our name doesn't get old or washed out or feel like it's an old name anymore. So, I mean,
I think there are a lot of kids named Andrew these days.
Yeah, so it's Andy.
Andrew or Drew?
Well, I think he's concerned about Andrew.
Andy?
I don't know if he's worried about Andy. Like, is Andy an old name now? Like, it's hard for me to swallow that because I know so many Andys, but maybe they're all my age. So it's Andy, it's Drew, it's Andrew. Andres is also in there, included in this convention. I think it's in Cincinnati coming up after the first of the year. And I don't know if I need to be there to you know, rep my name.
You're going
to
get time off?
Do you think they would be? That's got to be a floating holiday, right? Convention of your name?
Convention of name convention.
So I'm very, very torn on whether I should go to this or not. I'll have to think about it. So if I seem like I'm distant or in the lot, this is really weighing on me.
I must tell you, I was quite happy to see Cedric Tillman get opportunity and play well yesterday. I like 6'3" wide receivers. He has some speed. I want to see what he can do. And I think this team desperately needs help at wide receiver. So I'm hoping that might be a sign of things to come.
You're looking that's the first positive thing I've heard on the show all day today.
I've mentioned Cedric before.
Although I did mention the long snapping tandem that we have with the punting. And,
yeah.
So that's.
And Andy, in all fairness, the defense was just fine.
Well enough to win yesterday.
Absolutely. Absolutely did. Ken is in Westlake. Ken, welcome.
Hi, Ken.
Hey, guys. I think Jeff and Stefanski have the same type of personality. They don't get rattled very often. They're even keel, you know, common sense. But I wish Stefanski would show some of the fire that Jeff showed about 10 minutes ago. And Jeff's not a passionate guy, but that was sure good to hear from Jeff. And The Browns need a little bit of that.
I gave myself a headache, Ken.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you have to have a headache to get stuff done.
There you go. You tell him with the passion, man.
It's nice for once to not be an external cause of Jeff's headaches.
Good point.
Not continuously, because then you're just a raving lunatic. But the Browns have so many problems, you don't know where to go. It's like one hole pops and then another hole pops, and you don't know what to plug. To me, that shouts it's an organizational problem. You have Haslam, you have Barry Stefanski, and God knows what the Podesta is doing. So he gets a no grade. To me, Haslam gets an F. Barry and Stefanski get C pluses.
Ken, explain why you'd give ownership an F. I have a hard time understanding that because all they do is write checks.
I'll make it easy for you.
All right, go ahead.
First of all, the first thing, whoever drafted Manziel and whoever traded for Deshaun Watson need to be fired. Period. Those are two mistakes that are unexplainable, unacceptable. My gut feeling says, though, that the culprit is Haslam. He has to be the bottom line. The buck stops with
you. Sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Kim, I'll ask you a question. You name me what Haslam has done well besides spend money.
Honestly, Ken, that's all I really want my owner to do. Hang on a second. And to show continuity in their coach in the front office. And they've done that recently. I thought they had the right folks in place. I still think they have the right folks in place. And I hope they continue to have some continuity there.
Randy Lerner was one hire away from being the best owner in the history of sports. One hire away. He never made the right hire.
Without results, Jeff.
Well, I enjoyed last year at 11-6 and making the playoffs. And I know that's
you find everything interesting.
Well, that Ken, that's actually true. But seriously, they've done a nice job at times here, Ken. They really have. And this team's gone to the playoffs twice. I want the Pittsburgh Steelers. I want the Baltimore Ravens. That's what I want our team to be. They're not there yet.
Jay, do as a business. You tell me. If you weren't seeing, you don't see a correlation between how the Browns are run and Flying J was run.
All I know is that they made a lot of money in business. You can say what you want about that. They're making a lot of money as owners, and they've written a lot of checks. And I think they're showing the continuity now that you need to have in a professional organization. Do they have the people in place? You can question that. I think they do, but certainly it's a point of debate. I mean, clearly is. To me, consistency and continuity should lead to consistent results. We're not seeing that. That's a problem, Andy, and it's something that I think everybody needs to keep in mind. Me, you, everybody. Because though they were 11-6 last year, how'd you fall off the face of the earth? How'd that happen this year? Well, that's part of it. I think they have the right people in place, but continuity usually leads to consistent results, and we're not getting that right now.
Just a point of reference, just on the whole business thing, the Haslams look pretty smart right now. I'm just looking at the – I went to Google and just – I just Googled how much are the Browns worth. Want to guess what they're worth right now according to the AI overview there?
$4 billion.
The Cleveland Browns are valued at $6.02 billion.
And what'd they pay?
Over a billion. A little over a billion.
I'd say that worked.
Yeah, that did work.
Stefan is in Cleveland. Hello, Stefan.
Hello.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I just wanted to say this. I think that the momentum has run out for Kevin Stefanski. We've sat for weeks and talked about his different issues and play calling. You got an offensive coordinator. I think for like 2 years, people been saying that Kevin Stefanski needs to give up play calling only to still be doing that. This year with Deshaun Watson, let's just be honest, man. Offensive line decimated. Didn't have a running back. The one receiver that had a good season last year, you just traded. I heard you just say you want somebody to make a play. Well, honestly, we don't have playmakers. And the way things went down yesterday, and I'm not saying that all the fans booed, but the way things went down yesterday, that's one of the reasons why superstars and playmakers don't want to come to Cleveland. So I think that we actually going to be – this is heading back to what we once were with the Cleveland Browns before we start picking up a little momentum. And pretty soon, the couple of playmakers that we do have, the Miles Garrett, the Nick Chubb, the Denzel Ward, they'll be headed to other teams pretty soon.
Well, they're going to be headed to other teams because they're 1-5 or 1-6 because they can probably get trade value for some of those guys. And let's not forget, Deshaun didn't want to come to Cleveland. Remember that? You do remember that, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so,
exactly. But
what made him change? See, the difference about the NFL is exactly what Deshaun did. Like, he didn't want to come here, and then they offered him the best contract in the history of the game.
Ever.
And so all of a sudden... Yeah. You know, not wanting to come to Cleveland became wanting to come to Cleveland.
By golly, so, I can't wait to wear an orange helmet again.
So. Yeah. And I think we can, honestly, truth be told, I think we're looking at next year, but I think the bad side of that is I do believe that Deshaun Watson may be our starting quarterback next year. I think that the contract is the reason why that would be a feasible option.
I agree with you. I agree with that.
Stefan, I can't rule that out either.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's...
If
he heals up and he shows up for training camp, don't you think he's got a great chance to be the starting quarterback?
I don't know. You just want to see what this team looks like when they move into the dome in 29. So
okay, Mark's in Lakewood. Way to stir it, Andy.
Just saying, man.
As if everybody's not been cranky enough. Now
I'm
you throw
trying,
that in there, dude.
Well, I don't understand what's so cranky.
You know, they're leaving Cleveland, you know.
I know. They're going to be able to – well, I mean, you might be able to throw a rock.
I read something in Cleveland.com that said – who was it? Chuck D, right?
From Public Enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Chuck D's awesome.
And they wrote a story of what he thought about the team moving from Cleveland. And I thought, who the hell cares?
Well, the key is, guys.
Go buy a ticket to a Browns game and get back to me.
If you want to build this thing so that it's at its peak when
Hang
you
on,
hit
Mark.
2029, then you got to start tearing it down now.
Yeah, I think realistically, you're talking. Even if you don't, you're still looking at maybe Corey Bjorkes and Rex Sunahara as being the only two guys that'll still be on the team
Mark,
when they move to the dome.
Go, Mark. Mark, I'm sorry.
Hey,
go.
Man.
Thanks for taking the call. I have 2 points. Quick points. I have nothing against Deshaun Watson. I am not a shut up and dribble guy. I appreciate it when players speak their mind, and I'm the last person that would defend a drunk, obnoxious football fan. That said, in 2016, when the Cavs were winning a title and the Guardians were competing for one, Browns Nation was supporting a pathetic product, and for the last few years, they've endured a soap opera that just got worse day by day. So when that play happened yesterday, my reaction was to simply send a text to my buddies, well, that's the end of that. And as far as I'm concerned, fans were cheering the end of that soap opera, not an injured player. Second point, if I'm Stefanski, I'm making an opening statement before today's press conference. Any reporter or player going forward that mentions the name Deshaun Watson, I will stop what I'm doing and I will personally escort you out of the building. It's time to get out of the poisonous quicksand. It's time to move forward. It's time to get back to winning football games.
Mark, thank you very much. The name Deshaun will come up. He just won't be the starting quarterback for the rest of this year. And we'll see what happens moving forward. honest to God, everything that happened yesterday just dropped 7 months of content on us. And I don't know that I'm looking forward to it.
I don't know that anybody cares, Jeff.
I just thought, oh, my God, are we talking Browns quarterback for the next 7 or 8 months?
No.
Oh,
my no.
God.
Well, Jeff, the draft is on its way.
Also, a little bit of other news that is coming down. This is according to Albert Breer of Monday Morning Quarterback in his piece. Speaking of trades, the Browns will get phone calls now based on their 1-6 record and the fact that they just offloaded Cooper. I don't think they'll move Myles Garrett, in parentheses though, but some fishing has taken place. Anyone can call. He then adds in to say, I don't see Denzel Ward or Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah being moved, but guys such as Za'Darius Smith or Jack Conklin would have value to others and would be more realistic targets.
Makes sense. And we've kind of been talking about that for 3 weeks now, almost 2.5 to 3 weeks.
And
so
now that
all makes sense.
Now that you're 1-6, if you have a 3 in the first digit of your age, Andy?
Yep.
You would think that's fair game?
Yep, 100%. I would not be surprised if Denzel's also. Did he say Denzel? Sorry if I missed that.
He put Denzel in there as well.
Okay, yeah, Denzel for sure.
Didn't he say unlikely for Denzel?
He said, I don't think they'll move Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, or Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
There you go.
I think they would.
I agree.
For the right price, I think they would.
I don't think they will.
Anybody. If the price is right, they would.
You don't get
it.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
Well, if the price is right, you move anybody.
That's what I just said. Yeah.
But
it's almost like an echo. It's like a parrot.
I don't think the price will be right.
I don't think so either. I'm just out of curiosity. I'm building my board for the press conference. It's just a 9-square board for bingo today, so I'm going to make it easy. A tic-tac-toe board. We have to be better. On to Baltimore. On the grass, not acceptable.
You won't hear on to Baltimore.
That's on me. Don't forget this one's
on
me.
Well, I said we have to coach better. Is that on me? It's either way. On me. Any other? I need 4 more. I need some help from you guys. Any other things that Stefanski might say today?
Things went to hell in a handbasket when we gave up our offensive line coach.
No, not
he's going to say that.
Great to have Nick back.
Oh, good one. Great to have Nick. I forgot. Right. Great to have.
You guys trying to be cute and funny here. The man's fighting for his job.
Jeff?
The team's fighting for their jobs.
You can be serious all you want. We're going to have some fun with this.
Jeff, we've just listened to 2 hours and 45 minutes of people getting so grumpy about the Browns that Andy yelled in the 10 o'clock hour, and then you yelled in the 12 o'clock hour.
Jeff, it's been a two-yell day.
I need something.
It's therapy. That's why.
We need something.
You going to play more Louis Armstrong?
I mean, I would, but I don't know how many people are sitting back going, boy, I'd love to hear Hello, Dolly.
Oh, you know what? The middle square, I don't have the middle square open, but I'll make it below the middle square. Not naming a quarterback today.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Toss that one in.
Even though I hate playing this game.
Quarterback. Oh, now you're on board.
No, I'm not on board. I just said I hate playing the game, but that is a good one. That will be said. But, it'll be, we'll see how,
Luke,
what's his name's fingers are. DTR.
Know your feelings.
Doesn't DTR
Luke.
Just.
Feelings.
To me, DTR screams, man, this is the kind of guy you want as your franchise quarterback, except for one thing. Is he capable of playing that way?
I still need 2 more squares. I agree with everything you just said. Sounds good. We got a press conference coming up, man. We got to look at the future. Let's turn the page on all the negativity. Let's get a big group hug going in there.
Go to Kevin, we're going to cut you off. Chuck's in Lyndhurst. Chuck.
I need another square, Chuck.
Hello, Chuck.
Give me another square.
Good morning. I find myself agreeing with Mr. Phelps this morning, and I would really like to take that Todd behind the woodshed. And also whoever was responsible for letting Flacco get away, he should be taken behind the woodshed. And as far as grading,
it's a very big woodshed.
Yes, and whoever, as far as the grading the ownership, I also give them an F. You can say what you want about Modell, but at least he addressed the media, he addressed the fans. Haslam's become
invisible.
And what did
that get you? It got you the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, who cares?
At least he addressed the fans.
He addressed the media all the way to Baltimore.
The paying fans.
Hey, I'm Paris Clendenning. I'm your new governor.
Invisible.
All right, Chuck. Thank you very much.
They said the same thing about Lerner. He was invisible,
too. My God, Art was great with the media. Baltimore loved him.
Yeah, they wanted to fight us that in the worked. Locker room when that the team worked. When we knew the team was moving.
Oh, good Lord.
That's why you're losing your team.
That just happened.
Andy?
Yes, we just had a Modell call.
Oh, my God.
Andy?
That should be a free square for everybody. Yes. Go ahead.
They pay us for this crap.
Yes.
That should be, I should immediately have another hit of morphine just hit the system
when
that happens.
I need two more squares before this thing starts, guys. This is very important.
No, I'm getting nervous.
Yes, I do.
Nelson is in Avon Lake.
Nelson, give me a square.
Nelson, could you bring some sanity to this thing today, please?
I'm going to try, but I was going to say, Unhinged Jeff Phelps is riveting radio. Can we get some more of it? Like,
it's quarterly if we're lucky. Yeah. Quarterly if we're lucky.
Nelson, I have a headache.
It was amazing, but hey, just to try to bring some levity, right? So three quick points. If you were screaming and yelling and cheering when Deshaun was on the field, you're an Imrod. Number two, the Haslams are good owners. They want to win. They're spending a ton of money, and they're investing a ton of money here in Cleveland, so you got to give them props for that. And then number three, I have to say, if I have one criticism of the Browns, it's like they make this Deshaun Watson move with the spreadsheet in top of mind, and they did not take into consideration the emotional aspect of it. This was a franchise-altering move, and right now I think it's fair to now say it's been a complete disaster. So
I don't know. You want to go back and look at that sheet. As I said before, the value of the franchise is now $6 billion.
But you know what? But what Nelson's talking about, Nelson.
I know.
Stick with me here and correct me if I'm wrong. When the Browns brought Deshaun in with all the baggage that he had and more that's come out, I mean, Browns fans have had to at the very least, Nelson, tolerate all that. To root for their team.
I agree 100%. And you had a divisive fan base now, right? Like, you have the ones that see it from the on-the-field perspective.
Yeah.
And then you have the other half of fans that will never look past, you know, the alleged, and I'll say that again, alleged, you know, things that Deshaun supposedly or, again, allegedly said that he did. I'll say one more thing, because I know you have a ton of other callers. I love Kevin. I think he's a great coach. I love Andrew. I think he's a young, dynamic, front office, individual. This year, for whatever reason, guys, it hasn't worked. And they deserve a lot of criticism. I do hope that they get another chance at this, because I think that they're the right group. And it's disappointing, but I appreciate your time as always, guys. Thank you so much.
Nelson, I couldn't agree more with your summation. I think that's absolutely right. It hasn't worked this year. Andrew Berry didn't do a good job this year. Kevin hasn't done a good job this year. I mean, the numbers tell us that. But I think they're a pretty good combination, and I hope they get a chance to see this thing through. I really do. Cool Ray's in Bedford. Cool Ray, welcome.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Always good to have you.
Man, thank you, man. It's good to be wanted. Man, let me say this. Congratulations to the New York Liberty women basketball team for winning their first championship.
There you go.
Second, let me say this about this Deshaun Watson thing. Like the last caller said, let's get back to playing winning football. When have we ever played winning football with my team?
Last year.
So let's keep it real. What you have here is and I've been saying it, we have to look at a pattern. These coaches, this is a coaching issue. This is not a player. We always blame the players. Deshaun Watson was brought here because he had proven himself to be one of the top five quarterbacks in the league at that time. Do you want everybody to believe that he came here and forgot how to play? No. This is where it was. Deshaun Watson played a certain style, and our head coach, who did not want to adjust to Deshaun Watson's style, and this is what we're
looking at. Well, there's an assumption by you.
Okay, there is an assumption. But we have to look at now. Are you trying to tell me we have 19 quarterbacks that come to this organization, and all of them do terrible, even when we draft them? So we have to start looking at things realistically and go, and take emotions out of it. It has to be an organizational thing. It really does. Like,
You got 19 quarterbacks. Some you drafted as the number one draft pick. Some were brought in. Deshaun Watson was a proven quarterback. And all of a sudden, he come to Cleveland and can't play? And look, it's horrible. Now, let's check it out.
How about the players playing better? How can one guy be responsible for players, all players, not playing better?
I finished my bingo board in case you're wondering.
That's just great, Andy.
Just want to make sure everybody
Kevin
knows.
Stefanski's press conference, Andy's bingo board coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Kevin was due to talk at 12:45. Last week, he was an hour late. He's never late.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.